Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. All right, good to be with you on a throwdown. No, wait. Thursday. No,
you're
not yet.
You're handing yourself. You're thinking about him already.
Yeah, we're not stuck with that.
You got one day of sanity before you go to insanity.
We're not stuck with that. It is a Gridiron Tuesday.
Thank you.
Some might call it an AARP Tuesday. They can have their fun. They can have their giggles. They can have their laughs.
You know what I mean?
It is a Gridiron Tuesday because the one and only Richard Doc Walker is in the house. The DOC making a house call on a Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond until 4 o'clock. Hello, Doctor. How are you?
Russ, you know, I'm in good spirits, man. When we win, I have find it very difficult to be angry about anything. And when we come out of it relatively unscathed, that even makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
And so unless the flu bug is traveling around Commander's Park, I'm good.
Well, to our knowledge, it's not. But, I mean, I suppose anything could happen at any point. And hopefully that does not happen, although allergies have been problematic for some. But you're right. They are winning, and they've won four in a row, and they've already equaled their win total from last year when, as you like to call him, my buddy, my best friend, was the head coach here and in charge. So that's already one thing crossed off the to-do list.
I mean, what does Magic Johnson know about winning anyway?
This week, Doc, we'll find out if Magic Johnson and the Commanders can put together a fifth consecutive week in in Baltimore. We will get to all
Magic
of that,
Johnson.
Obviously. Well, Magic Johnson, Ron Rivera said last year that, you know, Magic Johnson, I mean, he asked rhetorically.
I mean, what does Magic Johnson know about winning anyway?
Yeah. He asked rhetorically, what does Magic Johnson know about winning when he was basically going to get fired and he was just kind of contemplating life without being the head coach of the Washington Commanders. And so he asked, you know, about Magic Johnson, what he knows about winning, which, I don't know. Does Magic Johnson know anything about winning?
I remember Coach would say, if you can't say anything good, say nothing.
Yeah.
So I'll say nothing.
I agree. That's probably the best route to take. Matt's over there on the other side of the glass busting chops already, which is fine. Ron, just try and stay calm. Just enjoy the TV. Enjoy not working 100 hours a week. We've got things covered over here. All right, we will get to the Commanders, obviously, coming up and a big matchup ahead. But first, we start with the breaking news from earlier, probably about 2.5-3 hours ago, Doc. Now, the New York Jets have fired Robert Sala as their head coach after a 2-3 start, after another disappointing performance overall, albeit they hung around, they stopped the profusive bleeding early on of the Minnesota Vikings. They gave themselves a chance. They had the ball down by 6 with a couple of minutes to go in London, and Aaron Rodgers threw a third pick on the day, one of which was a pick 6. and they lost, and they're 2-3 with an extra day to prepare, not a bye week coming home from London, which has been done plenty of times before and almost always was the case, but they do get an extra day off or an extra day to prepare for Monday Night Football and the Buffalo Bills. And Jeff Ulbrich is the new interim head coach of the New York Jets. He was serving as their defensive coordinator. What do you make, heads or tails, out of Robert Saleh getting fired 5 games into the season?
Just Jets football.
Yeah.
What do you expect? It's dysfunctional. It reminds me of our past. And when you have a lunatic as an owner, as a CEO, then you're going to have some weird things that happen throughout it. You have an egomaniac who they're calling a team captain. So you almost are doomed at the start of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best thing can happen for them is injuries. That they can, or somebody just goes in and just completely submits to being beheaded.
Mm-hmm. Well, that wouldn't be a good thing for them.
It'd be for the Jets.
Yeah, maybe for the Jets. Yeah. All right, so the obvious question, and J.P. Finley just asked me this question, so I'll throw it out to you. I was thinking about this. Everybody's kind of thinking about this. Mm-hmm. How much influence or how much control in this decision do you think Aaron Rodgers had?
Well, if he influences, we've had, this is, I'm surprised that you're even asking this because we lived through this nightmare.
That's why they paid me the big bucks.
But we lived through this nightmare.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We've already done this.
Right, yes.
This is a guy
who... You mean quarterbacks getting coaches fired?
No, but whatever the owner did to achieve his wealth, maybe he might want to go back to that.
Yeah.
Because he's a horrible sports owner.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he's not a good, successful businessman.
Yeah.
But he is.
He's also like an ambassador to Ireland or something
then,
like that.
Okay, then maybe he could go back and do that. What we know is that he's not good as a manager of men in an athletics team sport.
Right.
And when your captain blows off the team for personal reasons, then you already know that you're being led by an egomaniac who's self-centered, who hires his friends. All of these losers do the same thing. They bring in people that will bow down to their commands, do what they want to do, and they will give them jobs.
Yeah.
The employment, they'll put them on the team. This is what happens over and over again. So if this was just a matter of when was it going to happen, you knew it was going to happen.
Is too early, is week, at the end of week five, losing to an undefeated team, former quarterback.
Doesn't matter. It was going to happen.
Is that too early? So it's not too early.
If you saw Aaron Rodgers come off with the last nationally televised game they had, and the guy's trying to hug him and he pushes him away, it was over then.
Well, so that's so what people are, of course, looking back at. Now,
when he went over to wherever the hell he was at, Egypt or wherever, and blew off a deal, that's when he gave them all the finger.
Yeah. Well, so it's interesting that you bring up those two things because, I mean, obviously that's circling through everybody's mind, whether you're a Jets fan, whether you're not a Jets fan, whatever the case might be, right? And I got to be honest with you, Doc, I had a bigger problem with him missing the mandatory minicamp than the hug thing because the hug thing I kind of looked at as, I just had Grant Paulson and CK were just laughing at my expense because I had a weird exchange with a handshake fist bump, whatever, with young Luke McCaffrey the other day in the Commanders locker room. And so they were busting my chops about it, whatever. But you know those things can sometimes be awkward. Like, you don't know whether somebody's giving you a high five, a handshake, a fist bump, a pat on the ass, whatever it might be, a hug, whatever it might be, right? So I sometimes understand
that
those moments
though, Russo, you've got youngins.
Yeah.
You should know the young vibes.
I know, but sometimes you kind of forget. But I guess my point in saying that is sometimes those moments can be weird. Like, you don't know if somebody's giving you a bro hug, whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
To me, what I thought was the ultimate sign of disrespect, what I thought was the ultimate sign of selfishness, and I don't give a bleeping damn what Robert Saleh thinks, wants, plans, has in place, whatever. I'm going to be around before the mandatory minicamp. I'm going to say all the right things to the camera, and then I'm going to go take off to Egypt to go ride a donkey in the middle of the Sahara Desert during mandatory training camp. I got 6 months off a year. You know, like 6 months where they don't have a damn thing that they have to do.
But that's who
Not a damn thing that they have to do.
I respect the fact that he stays true to himself. In other words, he's not hiding. That's who he is. When you buy into him, that's what you get, along with the bullet throws and all of his talents. But you get that. That's why Green Bay gave him the finger and ushered him out. And they've done very well in his absence. You got to recognize bad, even if it makes you feel good.
Interesting.
You buy in with the devil. We've lived it. I'm surprised that you didn't start.
Well, I guess I never thought about
it. I'm looking
in that
at the Jets through the prism that we were them. Mm-hmm. We've seen this.
Now, when you say we were them, are you talking about specific Robert to
it don't matter,
overthrowing
no,
the Shanahan regime? Whenever, or are you talking about
whenever the employees run your program, mm-hmm. you have a dysfunctional operation.
Yes, I would agree, so, but how many times has that happened outside of Robert? I mean,
well,
maybe Clinton Portis in 2008 and 2009 with Jim Zorn?
Here's the deal. It doesn't matter. It's almost making me nauseous to have to go backwards when we're right in the midst of such a good vibe. We don't even have to go back. I don't want to go backwards when I'm in the midst of this pleasant movement we're in right now.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with the past.
Well, we're not going. That's
you
fair.
Brought it up. Yeah. I would have never discussed it.
Right, but
because who gives a damn
but
about
the
Jets?
But the
you're a New Yorker, and so I respect that.
No.
And I know it means a lot
no.
to you.
No.
I don't give a damn about the Jets.
No.
I don't give a damn about the quarterback. My mom loves him. She has her favorite player. I don't care about any of that because the team that I'm involved with and admire is on the good foot.
Well, we're going to talk about them.
No. I'm
but
just telling you.
I mean, I have a responsibility
you,
to respond to breaking news, and it's
and
a
I
pretty
responded
interesting.
With it.
And it's a
I
pretty,
responded with
right,
it by giving them the finger.
But you're the one that brought it back to the past of this organization, not
no,
me.
No, because it reminds me of what we once were.
Of what we emerged from.
Yeah, that's who we were.
We've emerged from the ashes.
You got con artists. I'm surprised he would have put his jerk-ass offensive coordinator as the head coach, but they'd have ran him out of town.
Well, so that was the next and last question, because I certainly don't want to offend you in any way, Doc.
No, I don't like having to go negative when I have a positive story since going about 18 years of garbage. Now I've got something I'm pleased about. And I'm starting off with garbage, and you got to save all that for tomorrow when you and your tag team partner will be going through
Doc,
3 hours of fisticuffs.
I just want you to turn your head and just look at the TV. Oh, wait a second.
Oh, God.
Wait a second.
He's perfect. He's a perfect analyst.
Look at this.
You bring in experts to talk about the con artist and to talk about deception. Oh, this is a beautiful field they have here, but it's just good. I'm just trying to deprive anybody from a little bit more salt on Doc's
Man,
I respect this
there.
The Chris Russell Show. Uh-huh. I respect that. That's your buddy. It's your guy. Hey, man, he's a bank robber in my mind, but, hey, it's all good.
Okay.
I don't have to deal with that.
Real quick, before we move on from the Jets.
Because I do have one other question, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, just want to remind everyone that a certain someone said the Jets were the number one hurdle that Kansas City had to a three-peat on the AFC side.
Who said that?
Certain youngest in charge.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Really? Now, I mean, I can't make fun of him for that because I picked Mike McDaniel in Miami, but at least they have an excuse.
Yeah, you're right.
They lost to a Tua Tagovailoa.
You're right. Yours is injury-related.
Right. Okay.
And they're day and night without that kid, the quarterback.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, somehow they won a game in New England last week. I mean, it was the unprettiest of
in New England.
Yeah, exactly.
Headless horse.
So here's the last question, because I feel
you get great joy in this, and I get it.
No,
this is a bit. And
like,
I would not be talking
about the Jets today unless they made a very interesting move, right? They fired their head coach.
It was inevitable.
5 games into the season, they're playing for first place in the division on Monday night, Doc.
No chance in hell.
They're playing for first place.
Of succeeding.
If they win, they're in first place.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? So here's my question. J.P. Finley asked me at the very end of last hour over on 106.7 The Fan. He said, who fired Robert Saleh? And I said, well, my first answer was Woody Johnson, the owner, which we kind of discussed.
You knew better.
But I said, here's the reason why I think Aaron Rodgers had influence, but didn't necessarily orchestrate the takedown, orchestrate the mob hit, orchestrate the the shootout that would just leave people in a bloodbath. And that was because if he did, it would stand to reason that Nathaniel Hackjob would be the interim head coach and not Jeff Ulbrich. So to me, I'm kind of thinking, hey, this was Woody Johnson being pissed that they have lost two in a row, that they lost at home in the sloppiest of ways to Denver. There was the back and forth between Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh about benching, about false starts, about responsibility, this, that, the other thing. There was the hug. There was things with Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. There was another bad performance, another lifeless start on Sunday, yet the defense has been pretty good for the Jets. Not perfect, but pretty good for the Jets. So to me, I know it looks like Aaron Rodgers ordered the hit. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers was influenceable, but did he order the hit, in your opinion, ultimately? Or is this just a, hey, Woody Johnson and whoever the GM there is, I forgot his name, Joe Douglas. Can you separate it in your mind? Were all three guilty as charged, or was it more from the top, from the true decision makers, as opposed to Aaron Rodgers?
It's very hard for me to co-sign on weakness because it could have come from any different area.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that Aaron is behind all of it because without him, they seem to do pretty well. In terms of the chemistry, he disrupts chemistry because he picks favorites, and he's not hiding it. He's not like sneaky. He's not a snake in the grass. He's upfront about it, and basically, it's all about him. And of all the badasses, and I do consider him to be one of those, he has won the less. He has the least amount of team awards and accolades than all the great ones. He's an individual.
He's an individual.
And so if you like that
team
guy,
sport.
In a team sport. Yeah. So contrary
but yet,
to.
But yet his teammates swear by him. He's so great. He's so awesome.
Yeah, because he's a hell of a. Our society always favors talent.
Yeah.
We're a talent-rich society. If you got a unique skill, look at our producer. All right? He's got a unique skill set. So he's going to always be in the marketplace as he has a value.
You do, man?
Apparently.
Yeah, okay. He does. All right.
All right. You know who has a unique skill set?
No, I don't.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yes, I do.
We're going to get to him. We're going to get to the Kansas City Chiefs Monday night. Plus, our special guest. Our special guest is about to enter the studio, but he's got to wait. Don't look. Our special guest is on the way.
I just hope it's not who I think it is.
It's a Red Zebra reunion.
No, I just hope it's
on
not
the Team 980.
The big guy.
And the Odyssey app.
Can he fit in the chair?
All right, along with the DOC. And now we have a special guest joining us, Doctor.
Hello, Richard.
Nicholas.
Look, I mean,
you all decked out in your command.
Wait a second. We gotta get your microphone on. That would be a surprise, I mean, I would screw that up on this side of the board.
As you can never be a surprise to me. I helped raise him.
This is true.
I know you did.
This is true.
I often call somebody else your stepchild.
No.
But maybe Ashu.
This is the original.
Yeah, maybe.
This is Uncle Doc right here, man.
Yeah, Hollywood Nick Ashu is in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, back from radio wherever.
And I will say that this is a pleasant surprise.
I
thought it was going to be the whale. Well, I really thought you'd bring it and go, not again.
See, I can only handle 2 days of that.
That would have been three of him.
This is somebody that I actually look forward to welcoming. This is one of my heroes. Yeah.
Well, listen, I learned from you, Doc. And Rooster on top of it, which is kind of why I've got a split personality at times. There's a maturity that I've got, and then there's the childness that I've got from this guy over here.
If anything, you learned bad habits from me.
I learned how to flail my arms a lot over the years.
Through all of that.
But you didn't walk in with any boxes and bags. I do want you to know.
Oh, yeah. What do you have in there?
I have the rolling case right here. And then you see over there, there's a big black leather bag.
This never changes.
Filled with all sorts of goodies. You never know what you're going to need.
You got to be prepared.
I mean, I have my swords. I have my shield to fight Doc when he doesn't want to talk about the New York Jets. Instead, he'd rather talk about the brilliance of Ron Rivera?
How many old press passes do you have in one of those bags right now from, like, 2012?
They're all actually at my office.
Okay, good for you. Yeah. You've at least moved them away.
Yeah.
You know how long we've been bad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, we've kind of crossed over a bit, and I can always count on the Rooster to try to throw me a curveball.
Mm-hmm.
Because he saves all his best stuff for his boy tomorrow.
Right.
I know what this is all about. This is like, this is the appetizer to his entree. So he starts off, he knows how to piss me off. Just start off with some
He knows how to piss everybody
stuff.
Off.
Yeah. I mean, just like starting off with huge breaking news in the NFL and asking Doc for his opinion.
It's not breaking news if a lunatic does something stupid, right? The Jets is not breaking news. Aaron Rodgers, nothing's breaking news about it. You anticipate him doing something. He's selfish. He's self-centered. That's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So he just did what he was going to do anyway. It just happened a little earlier than you thought. His owner is a complete football moron. They are what we once were.
Just about to say, doesn't this sound familiar right now?
And so he starts off with that. He really believes that's a hot topic. Well, for me, having labored through this all those years, it's not.
Let me tell you something. I was driving in here today, and obviously I'm doing most of the stuff from the home studio, so I don't get to see all these lovely faces in here all the time.
From the garage.
Oh, yes. Well, the Game Day Garage is every Thursday, out every Friday on YouTube and all of the BetQL social platforms. Thank you for helping me plug that. Anytime you guys want to come out and do an episode,
I was open invitation. Do we have, like, crabs off the Anacostia Bay?
So we do. There's always a theme.
Or the Annapolis Bay.
There's a theme to what, a food theme to whatever teams are playing. That's the food that's going to be there.
Okay.
And then, you know, people bring some other drinks. We got somebody always. There's always some kind of meat that's being smoked. So it's a watch party live stream turned into a reality TV show. It's my baby. It's a concept I built up that's growing little by little. There's some local former athletes that have expressed some interest in coming on. So I'd love to extend the invitation to you legends. If you ever want to come on to Game Day Garage, feel free. But what I will say is this.
How about
going
Linnell
back,
Willingham?
Linnell can come too if he wants. As long as you're not going to fight him. Because you're already trying to fight Doc. And I don't need anybody fighting there. It's a happy place, okay?
They have a lot of food if Linnell comes.
There usually is a lot of food. So he'd be good there. I was driving in today. And listening to Coach Sheehan before you guys. Mm-hmm. And one of the most amazing things to hear, and it's obviously gradually gotten better as the weeks have gone on this year, is hearing the hope in everybody's voice and hearing just this overall feeling of, we have a real team again. Mm-hmm. And I think most people would feel like at this point through five games, being 4-1 of what we've seen, the Commanders have overachieved.
Mm-hmm.
But just going into this year for me, it was, I want to see them look respectable. I want to see growth out of Jaden Daniels, and I want to see that this ownership group understands the pain that everybody in this fan base has gone through. Somebody my age, the best year we've generally had as a fan is 2012 and the potential that it could have brought and then the results that have been there. If you want to talk about Brad Johnson 1 year in 1999, feel free. I was like 12 then. If you want to talk about a little bit with Kirk, okay. But like realistically, it's not the same feeling. The closest thing was 2012 and it all came crashing down. So like for most of us, we all kind of need therapy. We all need to get through it and say to ourselves, this is different. And for the longest time I was noticing, and I know social media is a crazy place, but the responses still on social media for any of this was, yeah, well, you know, it's still the same old team. And I kept saying, it's not. This will feel different, but I didn't expect this soon. I'm still trying to be cautiously optimistic because it is still a young quarterback. There are still going to be some levels of growing pains. I get a little nervous when people nationally start talking about MVP with Jaden Daniels. I want to pump the brakes a little bit. But the fact that that's a conversation that's actually looked at as reasonable just shows how far we've come in such a short period of time.
We have indeed come a short far in a short period of time, and sometimes you'd like want to pinch yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
It's real, because I'm still waiting for, oh my God, what happens if he gets hurt? You know, which is the number one thing that any reasonable mind should be worried about moving forward for any primetime player, but especially a quarterback. Hollywood Nick Ashew is in studio with us, our special guest. It is like a Red Zebra reunion. All we need here is Chuck Sapienza and Scotty Lynn.
CJ.
Yeah, we'll make a big old party of it when we were all owned and operated by Daniel Mark Snyder.
Oh, God.
Woo! in a different building, in a different setting, in a different world, atmosphere.
A different world.
So, you know, for those that have not kept up with you, and they damn well should, because you're handsome, the beard still is coiffed and manicured and all of that, you have been working with our BetQL network,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you've been doing, again, the Game Day Garage thing.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing the nighttime show that a lot of people would listen to here on the Team 980. You're kind of doing some independent projects. You're bouncing all over the place. One of the things that I wanted to take advantage of while we have you here is the Commanders, after three impressive wins in terms of blowout win, well, I guess the last two were blowouts. Mm-hmm. The third was tighter, the Monday night win, but only by 5 points, but they scored 38 points. Four wins in a row, two blowout wins in a row,
mm-hmm.
and yet they're 7-point dogs
yep.
to the Baltimore Ravens. And people go bonkers over that stuff because they think, oh my God, what a slap in the face. What a sign of disrespect that Vegas thinks Baltimore is so much better and this, that, and the other thing. And you know how I react to all that stuff, but I'm curious from your perspective, somebody who has invested a lot of time over the last couple of years in this type stuff, how do you react to that?
So I just want to make sure the line hasn't moved at all, because it did open at 7 and it went down to at least 6.5. It's still 6.5, so they're under a touchdown now, which is, you know, a lot of people wanted to grab that number when it was sitting at 7, because you're going to move past that. I'm not going to get into the boring minutiae of betting, because nobody cares right now unless you want to do that. The point here is that there's still the fact that this team, as young, I understand what they've looked like through these five games, right, in the four-game win streak and where we are. But this is more than anything respect to Baltimore and respect to that team. And I know it's at home, but it's not going to totally feel like a home game for them, because you're going to have a lot of fans coming from the Washington area and Virginia and fans of this team infiltrating that as much as possible. But there's also a lot of Ravens fans that will be there. So some of it is there's a home field advantage that's adding about 3 points to that spread on top of that. But you know, this to me is the biggest test yet for this team. Now, I understand what they did against the Bengals. The Bengals weren't as good then as they are now, though. Again, look, you look at their record and you don't think that. Bengals, just offensively with T. Higgins getting more involved, mm-hmm. and Ja'Marr Chase continuing to grow, like, we're seeing a much better Bengals team. And for a while, just even looking at the Bengals again, they were stopping the run against the Ravens until Derrick Henry had that massive long run. So really, that is a Bengals team now than what Washington saw before. The Browns are a mess. Like, Deshaun Watson has essentially turned into the football version of Space Jam, where like the Monstars have come in and they've taken his skills and said, you can no longer play football. Off the field stuff aside, football only here, he's done. He cannot play quarterback anymore as a starting quarterback in the NFL. At this point, I look at Deshaun Watson as a backup quarterback in the UFL. He is an absolute disaster. And this is going to go down as one of, if not the worst, trades in NFL history for the Browns. So they're already fractured. Their defense hasn't been as consistent this year as it's been in years past. So when the Browns are down in games like they were against Washington, they can't come back, because they can't throw the football. So Baltimore is a different animal, because Washington can go up 2 touchdowns in this game, but Lamar Jackson can still carve them up. This is a legit test for this team. I'll be honest with you, if this the fact that it's gone under a touchdown for the Commanders is actually a little bit of respect, and also just where the money's going, obviously, too. You know, where we are in this point, where you're looking at a Commanders team that absolutely can cover in this game. I do think there is a chance they could win, but I'm going in there cautiously optimistic. To me, a victory, and I know everybody hates the phrase moral victories, but if they go in and keep this game close and look competitive and don't get overrun by Derrick Henry and Lamar doesn't carve them up in that secondary, that shows that this team has really taken that next step and they aren't just a paper tiger through these first five games.
Do you have to go, or can you stay for another?
I'm good. I can stay another second. Right. Andrew can wait. It's fine.
We're gonna do the trending alert, then we're going to keep Hollywood Nick Ashew here, because, Doc, I mean, I know you don't like me a lot of the times and the things that I bring up.
I love you.
Hopefully you'll...
I just don't like to go backwards.
Mm.
You're so used to us being bad.
Yeah.
You can't get over the fact, so you are reaching for things
right.
when we got goal right in front of us.
Right, right.
I just want to get to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
We will get to us, but I just want to lean on Hollywood for just
absolutely.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
So we'll keep him around.
Matter
here
of fact,
for
he can take
second.
Over my mic.
Okay.
And I can go outside, get in the car, and listen.
Whoa. I came to hang out with you, too. Oh, not just Roosters, both of you guys. Come on now.
I mean, exactly. He doesn't like me all that much. He's just, he said, well, Doc's going to be in studio. I've got to come actually into the building for a change. Must be nice. hanging out on the bay in Annapolis all day, sipping Mai Tais.
Here comes the bit. Here comes the
on the Swiss Alps.
Years ago.
After a swim cell. Guys, we're having, this is a radio show. You're having a little private conversation about when you move to Annapolis. I got to do a trending alert.
I don't know
right
the controls
here.
In here.
I got to do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980. All right, let's start with this. The NFL news, much to Doc's chagrin, Robert Saleh fired by the New York Jets. 5 games in, a 2-3 start, a disappointing loss, granted, to the undefeated Minnesota Vikings in London on Sunday morning. Saleh does not survive the first 6 weeks of the season, where the Jets will face the Bills on Monday Night Football, again with new interim head coach Jeff Ulbrich, their defensive coordinator, under Saleh as, again, the new interim head coach for the Jets, 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 Jets. Meanwhile, college football tonight, with a little local flavor, Liberty at 4-0 is hosting FIU at 2-3. Baseball playoffs, National League back on center stage today. We'll start at 5:08 at Citi Field in New York, where the Mets and the Phillies are tied 1 game apiece. Same thing, 1 game apiece for the Dodgers and the Padres, but the series shifting rather to Petco Park in San Diego at 9:08 for the first pitch. There, 1 game in the WNBA playoffs, it's Connecticut and it's Minnesota. Series tied at 2-2. Tip-off in that one at 8 o'clock, and that's what's trending. You're playing this for the DOC?
Well, and for Hollywood.
And for Hollywood? Oh, yeah,
come on,
that's
man.
Right.
Come on.
Well, you know, I mean.
Ask you.
There is a Hollywood down in South Beach in the Miami area.
That's true.
There's a Hollywood. It's Beverly Hills, actually, in near Lecanto, Florida, on the West Coast. West Coast. But anyway, yes, that makes sense. Matt's always on target, so he's playing that for you guys because, well, you know, you're Southern California born and raised.
I wasn't born in Southern California, for those of you that like accuracy and want to be efficient. I just don't want people passing off rumors and stuff. I'll tell you, seriously.
What, did you just show up on a doorstep one day there?
Tomorrow, he'll
how
have
am
his
I
fact,
supposed to know that you weren't
fact
born there?
Checking tomorrow will be flawless.
I got something for tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow he'll be on
I got
point.
Something for tomorrow. Where were you born?
But let's get North Carolina.
And when did you move to Southern California?
Well, right now, no. We got Nick Ashew. Can we get Nick Ashew?
I mean, that's seriously. It's more important
nobody
to establish
cares.
Facts.
No, nobody cares. All right. This is what everybody's focused on yeah. right now.
God,
we're
I love
on
you
the
too.
Beltway right now because we got Nick Ashew in studio.
Yeah, I mean,
and you've talked about the Jets. You've talked. And we got Nick Ashew.
So go Jesus. Ahead and ask an important question, Doc. I want to see what kind of question you fire up on the docket here for Nick Ashew.
Is it possible for you to just happen for a segment every Tuesday?
I mean, listen, I always want to come on with you guys. So it's whenever you extend the invite, count me in.
Man,
count
mean,
me in.
Yeah.
Count me in.
Because he's hard on me.
Let's schedule you for 12:45 every Tuesday. on a serious note, so you're talking about, obviously, you know, the number dropping from 7 initially.
Yeah.
And of course, again, that means nothing to me. I understand why people care about that stuff. It means nothing on the game. The bottom line is I think America, and maybe by the time we get to kickoff, it'll be 6. Who knows? Maybe even lower than that. I don't know. But I think America is starting to buy in. Oh wait a second. Jaden Daniels might truly be for real. Now, you grew up in this area.
Mm-hmm.
You still identify, right, as
yeah.
a Washington
Absolutely.
NFL fan, right,
yeah.
even though you've done national stuff
mm-hmm.
and moved on to greener pastures and all that stuff. So
I don't know if I'd say
you
greener.
Allowed
I
yourself,
kind of love it here, but okay, you know, it's fine. You want to put this down, that's fine.
Have you allowed yourself to completely buy in that this is totally different than anything we've seen?
First off, I love coming back and actually being able to talk about this team on a DC sports talk level because for the longest time, up until really this year, with the BetQL national stuff that I've done, there are just nobody wants to talk about them. They haven't mattered other than me complaining about how awful it was. Now, I did pop a bottle of champagne on my show in the studio and chug it when Dan Snyder officially was pushed out. Mm-hmm. That video is all over the place. That was the one time where it actually mattered. But yes, now from a national perspective, everybody cares about this team. They are a popular team. They are a loved team. It worries me a little bit just because there's so much happening with it so fast. But some of that's my own issues. Some of that's my own scars. Some of that is what a lot of people deal with now, where we don't know how to handle this. Like, I feel like Ricky Bobby, not knowing what to do with his hands. I just don't know what to do with my emotions right now. I'm just like, just put him down by your side, sir. Okay, I'll try to put him down by my side and stay level. You know, I've made the joke. I don't know if I've said it to you guys before, but I always had the rule of friend zoning my teams. It was a big thing going all the way back to DMV game time with Tim Murray back in the day. Timothy. And he gets so mad.
There were a lot of overtime shows on 106.7 The Fan that I would hear that friend zoning my teams.
That's right.
Thing.
You and I did talk about it, and he would get so mad at this. But the way I looked at it, Doc, was that I didn't want to get emotionally destroyed by my teams, so I would just be level and say, you know what, we're cool, we're hanging out, but it's nothing serious right now because I don't trust the way you're going to treat me down the road. I can't put this team in the friend zone anymore. Guys, I'm falling in love. I'm falling head over heels for this Commanders team, and I think for me, too, it's a combination of factors, right? I mean, the most important thing is what starts at the top. New ownership, plain and simple. Amen. This was never going to get better until you had true change at the very top, right? Attitude reflects leadership. Well, the attitude always sucked in the building because leadership sucked at the top.
Look at the Jets.
It is the Jets now. I watch the Jets and go, I know exactly what that feels like for every one of those fans. Like, I know what they're going through. Yeah. So when I look at them now, I say, okay, the change at the top was the most important. But you've also seen an actual blueprint to change. They went out and got the most coveted GM candidate on the market. So you've got ownership in place. Then you've got the main part of the front office and all
human
the other pieces
beings in ownership.
Real people. Yes. So there's no inferiority complexes there or anything like that. It makes a huge difference. So the egos don't get in the way of the decision making. You're now letting the smart people that you hired do their job. Steve Jobs would always talk about that. Where like why would I hire people that are smart to do their job and then not let them do their job? They're letting the smart people do their job. Well, we've now got a front office that has smart people that can identify talent. That also will fit into a culture, an identity of what this team is. But then the most important thing, of course, is still on the field, and it's quarterback. And they've identified that quarterback and somebody that has the big game experience, that plays better in those big moments like we saw back at LSU for Jaden Daniels, somebody that's continued to grow but also has a lot of college experience. I think we're losing that aspect of young quarterbacks when they don't have a lot of college experience. How can we expect them to just transition to the NFL? Like Anthony Richardson has less than a full season of starts across going to high school all the way back. How can we expect him to just get thrown out there and instantly be a star? Yep. Jaden Daniels has a lot more of that experience, and we're seeing that translate. We're seeing in these moments, Monday Night Football, my God. I mean, that was really the coming out party where it's look at the deep throws. Look, like we knew we could throw the deep ball in college. One of the best, if not the best, with the deep ball in college football last year. But it's instantly translated to the NFL. He's not scared of the spotlight. He's not scared of the moment. And everybody else on the team is buying into his leadership already. And it all just feels like a puzzle that's really coming together because you've got all the right pieces in place and all the right people to kind of put this thing together.
And the other cultural shift is that, as I refer to them, as he's not a Huxtable. His mom, his parents, he going to two schools. Mm-hmm. When you get transferred, anytime you walk into a new job and you don't know anybody, you grow up. You have to adjust. Mm. It's not even Russell walking to a media deal with his experience. He still has to meet people on their level.
Yeah. Mm.
This kid has done that. Some of the kids we've had here were worshipped by their parents.
Yes.
And then you add social media to that. And it was too big for them. And as a result, they did dumb things. This kid, none of the above. None of the above. When he's getting there 4:30, we had guys that weren't even coming home until 4.
Yeah. The only video games he's playing is the virtual reality stuff that's making him a better quarterback.
Right.
Excellent point. And you know, because we were there.
Yeah. Mm.
A lot of those guys bragged about those games they were playing. Yeah. They win leagues.
Yeah. Yep.
When you got guys bragging about video games and leagues and you in last place, you got a problem.
I mean, listen, that comes down to priorities. I mean, that's really what it is. And you see how this is everybody's focus. And again, it goes back to like the attitude, right? There's a culture that's already starting to show itself in this building. It's just different than what they've had before. But I think the key too, when you bring up like Jaden Daniels and sort of, like, there's a maturity there. He's almost an old soul in some ways.
Not a Huxtable.
Like he's already, like, his focus is this, and everybody sees it. Because listen, quarterbacks are held to different standards than other positions in the NFL. We know that. I always use this example. I go back to like Johnny Manziel. Early on, you know, the short time that he played in the NFL was like peak party Gronk, right? Gronk could go out and people would laugh. Oh, there's Gronk spiking roses. Ha ha, we love Gronk.
Right.
But you have Johnny Manziel partying in Vegas. People are like, yo, you're the quarterback of a team. Like, what do you do? Like, you can't do that. Now, granted, there was a difference between Gronk at practice, but he established who he was, exactly. So he could go out and do that and get away with it because he's also not a quarterback. He's a tight end. Like, tight ends, linebackers, you can be a little crazy, but you still
General
have to obviously...
General and sergeant, two different
But
ranks.
You got to show up every Sunday, and you got to show up at every practice. What you're seeing here is somebody that is a leader and that has that mindset of, I'm going to change what's happened with this team. He knows it. He knows every player here knows the history, but they weren't a part of all of that, really. So it's a fresh start for everybody.
How can people find you besides on the old X at Nick Ashew, which of course is spelled A-S-H-S?
What do you do? Oh, I was like, is this a bit or is it like? No, you're like, okay. Just making sure. Okay.
He exercises on Tuesdays. He does a lot of things. He throws a little bit out the strike zone because he's just narrowing his pitch count and getting ready for tomorrow.
A-S-H-O-O-H.
Good job, buddy.
At Nick Ashew on X. Mm-hmm. But how else can people find you? How can they sample? Can they just show up at the door for the game day garage?
We're going to need some security if we start going to that point yet. I'm not quite there just yet, but you guys open invitation whenever you want. No, still doing everything for BetQL across all the social media platforms there on the website as well, odyssey.com/BetQL. Just different, more of a multimedia video aspect, kind of taking my TV background and turning into some new creative projects we're working on here. And, you know, again, the 2 years doing the show till 11 o'clock at night was a ton of fun. Rooster, you came on, and by that fourth hour, man... Oh my God, I'm so So it's, you know, you get to a point where you want to try something new.
Ashew thought he had it hard working until 10 o'clock at night with me sometimes over on.
Then you go to 11.
You're
like, let me tell you what that fourth hour, it kicks you in the face real quick. But like that's the cool thing about this industry now is like we get to a point where there's so many different platforms we can do all kinds of creative content on. Odyssey's given me a chance to kind of, you know, get a little creative and do something different. So Game Day Garage is one. All the other things, more. We're rolling out some more stuff. There's some more stuff to talk about and announce soon. So
check out Hollywood Nick Ashew. Yeah. Again, odyssey.com/what? BetQL, right? And all of that. Follow him on X at Nick Ashew. Tyler still loves you, by the way.
He's my guy.
Tyler still loves you.
I got Doc, so it's cool. Yeah, you know, you don't have to love me.
It's all right. It's great to see you, pal.
Good to be on with you guys.
You still look wonderful.
Thank you. I showered before I came in today.
Nick's a brand. This is mandatory.
Hollywood is his brand.
He's a brand.
There is no doubt about it. All right, when we return, we're going to piss Doc off further.
Yes.
It's Tuesday torture.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Wait,
the best.
I'm gonna wait till 2 o'clock to really stick the barb in. Okay, we're just gonna talk about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs next for a couple of minutes. Then it's really gonna get ugly on the other side.
I just love to push his buttons.
No, he's gonna start talking about playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's gonna extend this thing way out.
No.
I'm used to it.
You are so wrong.
All it is testing me. He's just throwing out product.
He knows, how to push everybody's buttons.
He's
the king of that. He's the king of that.
You are so wrong,
Doc.
I'm
his target board for tomorrow.
Wait till you hear what I've got for you coming up after 2 o'clock. Hollywood, thank you, pal.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Good to see you. Make sure you check him out at Nick Ashew on Twitter and X on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He used me up. He beat me up.
Okay. All right, Hollywood Nick Ashew is leaving the building.
That's a good call today.
Good to have him.
You did a good job.
I just wanted to bring a smile to your face, Doc.
Well,
after
that
so much,
did it.
After the reign
guy.
Of terror that I rained down on you.
No.
I just wanted to make you happy.
I'm the punching bag in the gym. You get your heavy work done before your
sparring partner, sure.
Before you're about the next day, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is a tune-up for you.
Yeah, I mean, you hear the theme, right? I mean, so, you know, we're always building towards something, right? We're always building towards something. speaking of what we're building towards, I got something for Doc that's going to just make the steam come out of his ears.
No, it's not.
After 2 o'clock.
Bet you don't.
I can't wait to see his reaction. Maddie, you don't even know about this. I have not told you this. I will deliver it right after 2 o'clock.
Like
so stay
Maddie
tuned.
Maddie with
that.
The earring, though. I mean, it's like Mr. Clean look.
Yes.
He reminds me of Mr. Clean.
Very, very interesting. All right. So here's the thing. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs go to 5-0. They have no Rashee Rice. They have no Isaiah Pacheco. They lost Hollywood Brown, which they never technically had, but they lost him for the year. They were counting on him.
That didn't work out.
They do have Xavier Worthy. They do still have Mr. Taylor Swift, who came alive last night for the first time.
Well, all three tight ends.
This year. Absolutely. And yet, Patrick Mahomes, who did not throw a touchdown pass last night, threw for what, like 319 or whatever it was, and just... You know, pretty good defense, and he just carved them up, and the Kansas City Chiefs do just good enough, and their defense still is absolutely outstanding. And the only good thing, I think, besides the Chiefs being 5-0 and just, again, relentless in just how they find ways to win, is that their defense is getting finally the recognition that it deserves.
Well, last night, again, they had the youngest secondary last year. They've got 95. Everybody's got to have one guy that's unblockable man on man.
Yeah.
To me, if you're a bag man, and bag man means someone that's making a ton of money, you should require two people to stop you. And if you require two people to stop you and we don't create any pressure anywhere else, we got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it works. All the badasses require two people.
Mm-hmm.
So he does that, and he still wins.
And you're talking about Chris. You're talking about Chris Jones, obviously.
And 95 moves around.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think we need to expect more out of our bag men. And if they're true bag men, either you are or you aren't. And if you aren't, then it's indicative of what the kind of moves that we got to make. Because all good teams get their top players to perform at peak performance. And you can win. If you don't, you don't. That's why last week our D-line, our defense stepped up. Why? Because the guys who make the most played the best.
It's a fair point. We will get to the Commanders' defense coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll get to that thing that's going to set Doc off. Real quickly, I want to correct myself. Mahomes, 331, not 319 or whatever I said. 331 through the air. No touchdowns. He did have the pick, but 28 of 39.
What a pick it was.
Yeah, a lot of short stuff, yet they beat. Did you see Chase Young with the sack of Patrick Mahomes?
I watched him a lot. And it's not what I expected.
Three tackles and a sack. I mean, listen, at least he had the sack. I guess not a terrible performance by the Saints defense.
My expectations for him are much higher.
Yeah.
I've got to lower mine. Okay. Because he's in the pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Derek Carr banged up towards the end of that game. The Saints have now lost three in a row after that torrid start when everyone was and again, it just shows you how success is fleeting in the NFL. Speaking of successful fleeting, we talk about the past of this organization a lot. Wait till you hear the latest about what may have happened in 2012 and 2013. It'll blow Doc's mind. Next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.